Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint, which means the paint you trust and a huge selection of colors are right in your neighborhood. And this Saturday only, you can pick up a free sample of Benjamin Moore at your local Ace. It's a great way to explore quality colors and find the perfect one for your place. So if you're looking for award-winning service and a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore Paint at Ace. Offer valid August 1st for Ace Rewards members. Limit one at participating stores while supplies last.
670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball. Listen to all 60 games of the 2020 season here.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The
Score! This hour of the show is being brought to you by Four Winds Casino. Herbie! Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
And shout out to Dusty Baker, who is trying desperately to stay safe because he's in a high-risk category. That man had on face covering and gloves, and he let out a 12-letter word.
Does he have the toothpick still?
That, you know what, Herbie? You read my bleeping mind. I was sitting there thinking, for a guy that has been doing the toothpick thing for, what, 5 decades? Is there a toothpick underneath his face cover? I didn't get a close enough look to see, but it was something that I kept wondering. I was just sitting there going, huh. Got an oral fixation, has always had the toothpick thing. He's got to have it underneath the mask, but it also probably pokes a hole in the mask, so maybe you're not doing it.
Dusty got efficient with that thing. I tried to do it after he became the Cubs manager. Almost damn near choked myself with
that
thing. Yeah,
you'll end up dying if you try, because Dusty can flip the thing around, like side to side, like all of that stuff.
Make me a bicycle clown!
It was great to hear from people who were trying to quit smoking. They were telling us their thoughts, trying to help us out with the whole toothpick thing. Glad that you are here. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I am here with you until 2 o'clock. We have a lot that's going on today's show. We got a lot of great guests. It's crazy because now we're into this point where we're going to see everything mixed up. Again, there's going to be sports all over the place. There's, at least for now, there's going to be baseball, and then basketball comes back tonight, and then hockey tomorrow. So you have all three of those things in place. Our buddy Bruce Miles, we haven't had Bruce on the show in a while, but he's going to be on the show. We're going to talk to him about a novel he's written. I actually had an idea for a novel last week. I started writing notes and everything. I want to talk with Bruce about this process. Sean Hyken, who's a friend of the show, covers the NBA. He's going to preview the NBA season and I guess postseason? I guess. We'll figure it out when we talk to him. Deion Thomas is going to join us, too, at 1:30. We'll talk about Lou Henson. So there's a lot that's going on today's show. We are also going to talk a ton of baseball to get started today. I plan on talking about this maybe a little bit later, and maybe it'll end up being Aloho Daily. But I was watching the Blackhawks game last night. Like, I just flipped it on. I caught the tail end of it, tail end of the third period. And I think that I'm now at the point I've been watching whether it was Bundesliga, British Premier League, watching MLS, watching baseball return. I wasn't fazed at all. At all. By no fans at the hockey game. Sure. When the goals were scored, it felt a little weird. I don't know if that just means I've adjusted or what, but I was watching that and just like, oh, this is just like normal stuff. It's just normal stuff. Just watching hockey. So I'll probably expound on that a little bit more on Aloho Daily today, but it was a weird feeling when I realized that it wasn't weird. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you've had that feeling too, and you're more than welcome to hit me up via the text line and let me know. 312-644-6767 in the Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Speaking of Hyundai, we are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers like Rosen Hyundai, for example. All right, let's talk some baseball. We saw some great pitching last night. If you were watching either of the Chicago games, you saw great pitching. Not necessarily by both Chicago teams, but you saw some of it. I want to start with Sonny Gray. Man, was he good last night against the Cubs. You want to have an idea of what fastball command is. It was the performance last night by Sonny Gray. That was fastball command. This is a guy that was getting people out with 94 mile per hour fastballs. But it had late movement on it. It had late break on it. And he knew where it was going. He was hitting the mitt. That was fun to watch. Hendricks dueled with them for a little bit of that game. And then things just kind of went haywire. And Rossi makes the move. He goes to the bullpen. And the bullpen is a problem. And we need to talk about the Cubs bullpen. We're going to do that in depth in just a second. I am amazed at the grand slam that Nicholas Castellanos hit. And the reason why is that he should not have been able to drive that ball that direction with that much power. He's a really great hitter, and I'm glad that he found a place where he wanted to be. I wish he could have figured out a way to stay on the north side, or honestly would have come to the south side, because I would have loved to have Castellanos playing right field for the White Sox, considering the way that he can hit the ball. Herbie, can we take a listen to that grand slam? Because I watched it back again twice this morning, and I'm like, how, Sway?
Infield shifting against Castellanos, the pitch hit in the air to left field. This is deep. Schwarber looks up, and this is gone. A grand slam for Nicholas Castellanos. And the Reds have blown the game open. 8-0 Cincinnati here in the fifth.
Yeah, that's like a neck-high fastball that he pulled. If he pushes that ball to right field, like I understand that. Like I even understand the physics of that to a certain degree. The fact that he was able to whip the bat head around to take that ball to left, goodness gracious. I also think that we might have the ball from 2019 out there available for people. Let's take a listen to David Ross. Last night, he was talking about the bullpen overall, but why he chose to go to great name, Rex Brothers.
The attack was a little bit different than it worked out without giving anything away. And, you know, he made us pay for it.
Ross, when the results for the bullpen, as far as the numbers go, aren't pretty, what's your process as far as what are you looking for?
I'm looking for somebody to get out, throw strikes. I think that's, you know, we're way too many walks from down there. You know, we've got some guys have got to kind of step up, and that's some of the stuff that we find now here early on is who's a guy that we can bring in the big situation and pitch. You know, we can match them up as much as we want, but guys still have to come in and throw strikes. You know, I think that's from a catcher standpoint, it's a frustrating, you know, to keep giving free passes and you're going to get into trouble at some point. So, we got to get better.
Rossi, just in the early going, what has been your thoughts on that three batter minimum rule? We haven't seen it come into play too much the way these games have been, but just generally speaking, as you've mixed and matched here with a lot of guys.
Yeah, I think it's trying to find patterns in the lineup with the construction from the other team and who matches up well out of our bullpen. You know, we try to put these guys in the right situation to succeed. But, you know, with that being said, we also have to find guys that just to bring in and can compete, you know, and compete and get the hitters engaged. So I've got to look at that a little bit on myself and make sure I'm pulling the right triggers.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a lot that he can do. That's the issue here. I don't know if you look at the personnel inside that bullpen, if there's a lot that David Ross can do from a choice standpoint. What he's got to do is hope that the guys that he does go to, that they're going to be able to get people out. Dylan Maples he's got incredible stuff. We've all seen it, right? We've all seen that he's got Nintendo stuff. He just doesn't know where it's going. He walked four people last night. Rex Brothers walked two people last night. So you have six walks from your bullpen, and you're asking them to cover 5 2/3. That's too many. And then there's the hit. Now the Reds were there. They were just, their bats were working last night. But I also think that that's a product of what you see from the Cubs bullpen. I think that it's the one thing that keeps them. If there is something that can keep them from winning, that will be the thing. And I'm not sure that there are any easy solutions either. It's so funny. I was out watering the roses today and the hydrangeas. I find it very peaceful in my backyard. And I was listening to Mully and Haw, and they had Gordon Whittenmeyer on. If you don't know, Gordon is now covering the Cubs for NBC Sports Chicago. He's doing all sorts of cool stuff over there. And I was listening to Gordon explain what the issues in the Cubs bullpen are. Take a listen to what he said. It might disturb you.
They keep trying to score a ton of runs because really there's, you know, I'm being glib, but this was the biggest question mark coming in. We talked about it more than once. And here's why. You know, we were seeing why. These guys, Kyle Ryan's looked good. That's good, because we said some of these guys that had that year last year and hadn't, you know, and then we hadn't seen a lot of prior to that, still had to back it up. Well, so far Kyle Ryan looks good. Jeremy Jeffress looked, I mean, he got away with some stuff, but he came into the hottest of hot spots and got out of it. Craig Kimbrell looks like a mess. And that's the guy that you needed as much as anybody out there. So this is going to be, look, in a short season like this, especially, there are no solutions within that group other than this guy gets hot, this guy gets hot. And you're going to reduce your roster by a couple in a week or so, and then by two more another couple weeks after that. And so, you know, some of these guys will be weeded out by that process, and then you got who you got, and you know, and you'll shuttle other guys in and out. But this is it. I think the one possible solution that might wind up making a difference that we notice will be if Jose Quintana is able to return to the rotation in good shape, and the early reports from his first bullpen session after that thumb injury are good, then whoever gets bumped, and let's just say it's the last man in, and which would be Alec Mills, he was coming out of March, he was going to be this key swing man that was going to give you innings out of the bullpen. And he looked pretty good the other night. If he can be that guy, then that could stabilize things some, but you still got the back end that you have to sort out. They haven't really gotten into that situation, because even when Kimbrell came in the other night, it was a save situation, yes, but it was a 3-run lead. I mean, he created the mess, right? It shouldn't have been a problem, but you know, you're going to get 1- and 2-run leads in the eighth inning that have to be held and then closed out, and those are probably going to decide your season.
Yeah. I think that's an interesting way to look at the Quintana thing of him coming back, and him, then you could do some stuff with the bullpen and you could put Alec Mills down there. But the other guys have got to get people out. The walk rate for this bullpen right now is 21.1%. If guys are going to get hit, they're going to get hit. But once you load the bases and then they get hit, you end up in a situation like you had last night. And the thing is what I'll give the Cubs a lot of credit for, which made it kind of enjoyable to watch that game after the sixth inning, is they fought back offensively. Offensively, they tried to push themselves, and you score 7 runs in a game after Sonny Gray strikes out 11 batters. And it was he was dominant in that game. It gives you some hope that they might be able to hit their way into this thing, but you don't want to rely on that if you're a Cub or you're a Cub fan. That's what I took from last night's 12-7 loss to Cincinnati. Darvish will go tonight. I talked a little bit about this on Twitter. If you don't follow me on Twitter or Instagram, it's the same tag, at Lawrence W. Holmes. My first name is spelled L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E, by the way. I really like watching Yu Darvish pitch. And I know, like Dylan Maples, it's something that can drive you crazy, because we all see it. We all see how good Darvish is. We see all the stuff that he has in his arsenal. The 11 pitches, now he's got this supreme. For me, it all comes down to this. Can he command his fastball? Because if he can, then it sets up everything else that he wants to do. But if he doesn't have command of that fastball, it makes it difficult for him to win and to put you in a winning situation. He also works slowly, and him working slowly can be frustrating to watch as well. I just know that when I'm watching him, I'm watching a guy that has everything at his disposal from a pitch arsenal standpoint. It's a matter of which pitches that day are going to work for him, and will he be consistent with throwing those instead of, I don't want to say wasting pitches because that's kind of pejorative, but using pitches that he doesn't have command of to try and find it, you know, to work through an outing where maybe he uses 10 pitches to figure out, well, okay, I've got good command of my fastball. Well, let me see if I've got good command of this curve. And if he doesn't, you're just like, he could win with fastball, changeup, slider. Like, he's that good. And Sonny Gray was showing you yesterday, it doesn't take much. All it takes is knowing that you can pinpoint your fastball. And if you can start there, you can get a lot of people out. That being said, I'm looking forward to seeing how Darvish has adjusted from what happened on Saturday. And quite honestly, the hair is fantastic. Right now, I got him. He's in the top five as far as hair goes in Major League Baseball. This is an open space for me to now talk.